This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has reconstituted the Niti Aayog. Economist Ashok Kumar Lahiri has been appointed as the vice chairperson of the Aayog. He will replace the current vice chairman Suman K. Berry. Along with Mr. Lahiri, the government has appointed Rajiv Gauba, Professor K. V. Raju, Professor Gobardhan Das, Dr. M. Srinivas and Professor Abhay Karandikar as full-time members of the Niti Aayog. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said Niti Aayog has emerged as a vital pillar in India's policy-making architecture, fostering cooperative federalism, furthering reforms and boosting ease of living. The Prime Minister highlighted that Niti Aayog serves as a dynamic platform for innovation and long-term strategic thinking across sectors. The newly appointed Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Ashok Kumar Lahiri, met the Prime Minister in New Delhi today. During the meeting, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes to Mr. Lahiri on his appointment. The Prime Minister said Mr. Lahiri's rich experience in economics and public policy will greatly strengthen India's reform journey and the journey towards becoming a Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly election in West Bengal has intensified, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the state. Senior BJP leaders are crisscrossing the state today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is addressing rallies in East Bardhaman and Howrah, followed by roadshows in Howrah and South Kolkata. Union Health Minister JP Nadda is leading roadshows in East Bardhaman and Nodia, while Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has reached Navadweep. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee is campaigning in Hooghly, Domdom, Bhabanipur and Behala. Party General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee is holding rallies in South 24 Parganas, Howrah and Maniktala. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is also addressing three rallies today in Srirampur, Kolkata, Shaheed Minar and Mathiapur. The left front is also active, with CPIM State Secretary Mohammed Saleem and veteran leader Ashim Das Gupta leading roadshows and rallies in Howrah, Panihati and Kardaha. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated Atmanirbhar High Speed Bullet Train Manufacturing Plant Aditya in Bengaluru today. Speaking to Akashvani and Doordarshan, he informed that the first prototype will come out next year and production will happen in the latter part of 2027.
The plant where the train will be manufactured is this Aditya plant of BML. So the plant is now in very good shape. The design is also completed. Very soon, the manufacturing of B-28 bullet train, which is Atmanirbhar Bharat's bullet train, will be started here very soon. The first prototype should be ready early next year, and it should get into operations around late part of 2027. It should be completed.
The minister announced that in the next few months, Bengaluru, Mangaluru, Madgaon Vande Bharat will commence its service. A superfast and Vande Bharat sleeper train will also be operational soon between Bengaluru and Mumbai. The India Meteorological Department has issued heatwave guidance and advisories as several parts of the country continue to experience rising temperatures and above normal conditions. The maximum temperatures across northwest, central and peninsular India are currently hovering between 40 and 44 degrees Celsius. It added that in several regions, temperatures have been observed to be markedly above normal by 5 degrees Celsius or more. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals were 226 for 1 in 17 overs against Punjab Kings at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi when reports last came in. Delhi Capitals won the toss and elected to bat first. And with that, we end this news bulletin.